darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, precious souls, we had some technical difficulties when we did the contrite prayer on the first of the month, the 7th of December. But we will not let Satan win the battle. He may win a skirmish here and there, but he will not win the battle. He has already lost the battle. But this is our contrite prayer for the month of December, and I'm thankful that you've joined us. The first thing we're going to pray in this contrite prayer is we're going to pray asking God to stir up the hearts of the people worldwide to confess the sins of the nations worldwide. You got it? We're going to pray asking God to stir up the hearts of the people worldwide to confess the sins of the nations worldwide. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne, understanding from the Word of God that eventually, Heavenly Father, there will be a one world order. Eventually, that's going to happen because your Word tells us that is going to happen. And Father God, we understand that in that one world order, the Antichrist will be ruling and be reigning. But Heavenly Father, we, the people of God, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And we declare to you, Heavenly Father, that it cannot happen on our watch, on our tour of duty as soldiers of the cross. At this time which we're living, we are soldiers of the cross. You have told us to endure hardness as a good soldier. We're to be considered to be faithful as a good soldier of the cross. So, Father, we come before your throne in the holy and precious and almighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're asking you, our Father and our God, for a move of your Holy Spirit. Stir the hearts of your people. Stir the hearts of your people worldwide, in every nation, every tongue, every tribe, every race. We're asking you to stir up the hearts of your people worldwide to confess the sins of the nations worldwide and come before your throne in repentance on behalf of the nations of the world, confessing as sin the sins of the nations of the world. And Father, if you'll do this, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Our second item, we're going to pray asking God to stir the hearts of his people, to ask him to put in positions of power and authority those in the nations of the world that will honor him and his word. Listen carefully to what we're going to pray. We're going to pray asking God to stir the hearts of his people, to ask him to put in positions of power and authority those in the nations of the world that will honor him and his word. Let's pray that right now. Holy and righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, we come before your throne at this time asking you to stir the hearts of your people, asking you to put in positions of power and authority those in the nations of the world that will honor you and honor your word. Father God, we're asking you to stir the hearts of your people to repentance. Stir the hearts of your people to repentance so that we can approach you in confidence in prayer. Father, it is my understanding and understanding of most of the church that you allow for the most part what the church allows, because the church is the bride of Christ. The church is the body of Christ on earth today. And Father, we're asking you, as the bride of Christ, as the body of Christ on earth today, Father God, we're asking you to stir the hearts of your people, asking you to put in positions of power and authority those in the nations of the world that will honor you and honor your word. Father God, we have allowed too much. You pretty much allow what your people allow. You pretty much allow what the bride of Christ allows, and we've allowed too much. And so now, Father, we confess this sin, our prayerlessness. We confess this sin, our lack of concern concerning the leadership positions of the world. And we're asking you, our Lord and our God, to stir the hearts of your people worldwide, to ask you to put into positions of power and authority those in the nations of the world that will honor you and honor your word. And Father, if you'll do this, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. All right, our third item. We're going to pray asking God to raise up in the nations of the world those who will lift up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the nations of the world. Now listen to it carefully. We're going to pray asking God to raise up in the nations of the world those who will lift up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Holy and righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before you now asking you to raise up in the nations of the world those who will lift up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the nations of the world. Heavenly Father, we're asking you in every nation, in every tongue, in every race, in every representation of people, in every landmass of the world, we're asking you to raise up those with a spirit like unto Elijah, Jeremiah, John the Baptist, Paul the Apostle. Father God, we're asking you to raise up in this hour, in this day, in the life of the nations of the world, those who will lift up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the nations of the world. Father God, penetrate, if you will, we pray in Christ Jesus' name, the religious communities with the gospel, and that you will stir the hearts of those who are truly born again to stand in the hedge and make up the gap. Come before your throne daily in intercessory prayer, asking you to raise up in every nation of the world those who are anointed of God, appointed of God, Spirit-filled, Spirit-led, Spirit-anointed, to lift up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the nations of which they are citizens. Father God, we need a move of your Holy Spirit, stirring the hearts of your people to repentance, to holiness, and intercessory prayer. And so we ask you to do this in Christ Jesus' name, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, we thank you. All right, our fourth item. We're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of Satan in those in leadership positions in the nations of the world. You've got to understand something, people of God. Every individual in every public office is either a child of God or a child of the devil. No in between. They're either a child of God or a child of the devil. From the lowest political position to the White House, each and every one is either a child of God or a child of the devil. So, we're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of Satan in those in leadership positions in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we understand, Heavenly Father, that every human being on the face of the earth is either a child of God or a child of the devil. And Father God, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we come asking you, Father God, to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of Satan in those in leadership positions in the nations of the world. We understand, our Heavenly Father, that you have representatives in positions of leadership in the nations of the world, and we understand that Satan has those in positions of leadership in the nations of the world. And Father, the landscape of history is absolutely littered with the history of agents of Satan who rose to power as Satan has tried to continually increase his authority and his power in the nations of the world, and is no less today than it was then. So we're coming before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And Father God, we're asking you to neutralize the power, the authority, and the influence of Satan in those in leadership positions in the nations of the world. We're asking you, Father, to so neutralize their power, their authority, and their influence that they cannot influence the nation in which they are serving. So, Father God, there we are. We're simply asking you to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of Satan in those in leadership positions in the nations of the world, and we thank you for the privilege of doing so in Jesus' name. All right, our fifth item. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the spiritual blindness in this nation and the nations of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and save hundreds and thousands of the elect. You see, God has known from eternity past who would not believe, who would not receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. So, the Bible refers to them as the elect. The elect. Now, God is not willing that any should perish. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But God knew from before the foundation of the world who would call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. So, we're going to pray now. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the spiritual blindness in this nation and the nations of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and save hundreds and thousands of the elect. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne in this concert of prayer, and we're asking you, Father God, to penetrate the spiritual blindness in this nation and the nations of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and save hundreds and thousands of the elect. Father, in every nation of the world, including this nation, there are false systems of religion. The gospel has been misrepresented. And we're asking you to penetrate that misrepresentation. We're asking you, our Father and our God, to penetrate the darkness and the deception of so many systems of religion. We're asking you to penetrate the spiritual blindness, not only in this nation, but in the nations of the world, with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and save hundreds and thousands of the elect whom you have known before creation, those who would eventually believe and receive Christ Jesus as their Savior. So, Father, we're asking you, penetrate this spiritual blindness, the religiosity, if I might say it that way, Father, of so many who have bought into a false system of religion. Share with them through the power of your Holy Spirit the gospel. Help them to understand. Illumine them, Father, and penetrate their spiritual blindness in this nation and the nations of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and save hundreds and thousands of the elect. And, Father, if you'll do that, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, now, we're going to pray, each of us, going to submit our request to the Lord. I want you to present to the Lord that request or those requests that you have. You really want to see God move. It may be a physical illness, could be a family problem, could be a financial problem, whatever it may be. This is that time in the concert of prayer when you take your concerns, your needs, your burdens before the throne of God. You confess them to them, and you ask him for help. So go ahead and do that. Don't be bashful. Don't be bashful. Go to him with any need you have. He can handle it. He can handle it. So take your need before him right now while the music is playing softly, and we'll come along in a few minutes. We will agree with you and pray with you in your prayer. So pray it right now, and God bless you as you do so. Whatever your need may be, take it to the throne of God right now. In a moment or two, a few moments, we're going to join together with you in prayer. Take that need before the Lord. Don't be bashful. Present it. We'll pray together in just a few minutes. Okay, in just a moment, we're going to be praying for you. Have you presented your petition? Have you made your request? Go before His throne boldly, child of God. Present your request, your petition. I'm going to come along in a moment and agree with you in prayer, along with the rest of this prayer congregation. We're all going to go before the throne of God, agreeing with you. Make sure you've got your request before the throne. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, precious, wonderful Heavenly Father, you've heard the prayer request. They've come before you. These are your children, Father God. They've come before you, their Heavenly Father, with their prayer request. They've come with their needs, their desires, their wants. And Father God, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, we come before your throne asking you to touch that infirm body. Oh, Jesus, it's by your stripes we're healed, and we're asking you, my Lord and my God, hear that prayer for physical healing. And then, Father God, that marriage that needs your touch, that marriage that needs your touch, that physical body that needs your touch. And then, Father, there are those with financial needs. There are those with relational needs. There are those with employment needs. Father, you are the almighty God of this universe. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too difficult for you. So we come before your throne. We come asking you, Heavenly Father, to receive the prayer. Receive the prayer and set in motion that series of events that will bring that prayer to conclusion. Bring the answer, your answer, to that prayer. Father God, set in motion even today that which will bring that prayer request to conclusion and to satisfaction and grant it, Father God. So we present all this to you, Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, Jesus the Christ, your Son, our Savior. Every need, financially, spiritually, marriage, whatever it may be, we present it to you for your kind consideration. And we thank you for the privilege of doing so. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this contrite prayer for the month of December. Till we get a chance to do this again, be blessed.